Hello, 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 and welcome again to another Fantabulous Friday here on the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the squad. Tonight, as we present the Queen's Court, yes, and as always, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Amen. Giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are our everything tonight, and without Christ, we can do absolutely nothing. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you humble as I know how tonight, God, to worship you in spirit and in truth. But Lord, most of all, we thank you for the first Friday night in the month of July, God. Like no other, God, you are amazing, God. God, you are awesome, God. You are an awesome God. You are a just God to forgive us, God, of anything said, done, omission, commission, to grieve or displease you, God, in any way, form, or fashion, God. No other help that we know, but all of our help cometh from you tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we repent, God, of those things said, done, omission, commission, to grieve you or displease you, God, or we acted any way, form, or fashion, God, in anything that we may have said or done, God. Father God, to disappoint you, God, we ask for your forgiveness tonight, God. We ask, God, that you will wash us thoroughly from our iniquity, God, and create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, lead and guide us, God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake, God. Even though, God, we go through some dark valleys, we go through some turmoil, we go through some ups and downs, we go through some physical and mental challenges, Father God, we go through oppression and depression and panic attacks and anxieties attacks, Father God, we know that you are able, God, to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know that you perform miracles above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, how you created us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you gave us every beam of our body, God. You gave us, Father God, you gave us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father God. Father God, you blessed those, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, you gave us body parts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You gave us a voice, God, to lift up in your holy name, God. Father God, you gave us 10 fingers, 10 toes, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, we know you are able, God, to do it, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, this flesh of ours, God, it go back to the dust, God, but we know, God, that you are that same today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know you are that physician, you are that counselor, you are that judge and jury, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, 40 generations ago, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, you are able, God, to do it all, God, above all we ask or think. Father God, you're that same God, Father God, that laid hands on the blind eyes. You're that same God, Father God, that laid hands, Father God, on those, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that couldn't hear, God. You're that same God, Lord, that let the lame walk, God, the deaf to heal, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You're that same God, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that equipped us, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. You're leading God, as Father God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. And Father God, we give you all of the glory and all of the praise, God. You're that same God, God, that told us, Father God, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, Father God. You're that same God, God, that will heal, Father God, the land, God. You're that same God that will forgive us of our sins, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Jesus Christ. Father God, leading God as God in the name of Jesus. Father God, for no other help that we know, but all of our help coming from you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we know, Father God, that you meet us in the operating room, God. You meet us, Father God, procedures, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, you are able to do it, Father God. We know, God, you're that same one, God, that encamped your angels around our children and our children's children, our neighbors and our community, God. You're that same God tonight, God. Lord, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will put your arms around 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad, Father God. But tonight, God, it's all about the Queen's Court tonight, God. And we know, God, that you equip us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we ask that you will bless each beautiful woman tonight, God. God, we are beautiful and wonderfully made by you, God. And you said all that you made was good and very good, Father God. We know, God, you able to do it, God, in the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. God, we just want to tell you thank you, Father God. Father God, for meeting us right here at this appointed time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, for no other help that we know, God, but all of our help coming from thee, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Gun violence, Father God. Gang violence, Father God. Children abduction, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, rape, molestation, battered, and abuse, God. We know that you're able to do it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, those hungry and naked and thirsty after you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Those, Father God, hospitalized, God. Those, Father God, on the bed of affliction tonight. Those, Father God, in rehab tonight. Our fourth fathers and fourth mothers, Father God. Our seniors, God. Do it, God. Like you said that you would, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and I sickly, wonderfully made, Father God, children, God, Father God, muscular sclerosis tonight, God. I know that you able, God, to do it, Father God. Fibromyalgia tonight, Father God. I know that you able, God, to do it, Father God. Guillain-Barré tonight, Father God. I know that you able, God, to do it tonight, God. Cancer, Father God, I know you able, Father God. High and low blood pressure, I know that you able, God, to do it, Father God. Sleep apnea, God, I know that you able to do it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Abnormal heartbeat, I know you able, God, to do it, Father God. Asthma, I know you able, God, to do it, Father God. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ. Father God, I know you able, God, sugar diabetes, Father God. I know you able, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. We just thanking you in advance, God, for doing it like you said that you would, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Order and I step to, from, for, and near, God. In kept your angels where we lay our head and you dwell, Father God, within, God. I know that you able, God, to do it, Father God. Father God, and we give you all of the praise. We give you all of the glory. Traveling grace, God, for those traveling to, from, for, and near, God. Every program, every event, God. Do it, Father God, for one moment, network, God. I know that you able to do it, God. You able to do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And God, we give you all of the glory and all of the praise, God. Bless the hands, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we ask, Lord Jesus, whatever you find these hands to do, God, Father God, let us do it to the honor and glory of your name, Jesus Christ, for you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Lord, we ask, Lord, those seeking jobs, God, schools, Father God, careers, God, those successful, God, do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the praise, those, God, that's applying, Father God, for different programs, God, in the name of Jesus, God, household salvation, do it, God, and Lord, we'll be so honored to give you the praise, to give you the glory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you do it, God, and Lord, we're going to reverence you tonight, and we're going to give you what you'll do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, Lord, that you, Father God, will guide our tongue, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and continue to equip us with a sound mind. And Lord, we give you the praise. We're going to give you the glory. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, mm-hmm. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that, Evangelist Clayton. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to another awesome, fabulous Friday. where we're going to present the Queen's Court tonight. Remember, every first Friday, it's the Queen's Court. So sit back, relax, and see what we have for you tonight. It's a very heartwarming story, a very loving story. So sit back, relax, and watch what we have for you.
Daddy.
Hey there, Barry. What's going on?
I had a nightmare, Dad.
You had a nightmare? What that nightmare been about?
I had a nightmare that I didn't make it to my special day.
All right, Barry, you gonna make it to your special day? You don't worry about it. It only just one more day away.
Yeah, but Dad, my special day, it got to be great. And, you know, I wish that I can just do something someplace else, you know? You think I can announce it?
Well, don't they know this, silly? You have to call that there settled in 2 p.m. I tell you what, I got his number, and I'm going to give him a call. And I'll let you know by Friday. And you can have that special, special thing. And everybody else. It's so good to have summertime and be able to have that special time.
Oh, yeah, Dad. You know just what to say.
Yeah, but let me take you on back in the end. And guess what? You got to use the bathroom?
No.
All right, Dad, but let me tell you this a little story.
Doom, 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 doom.
Hey, Dad, buddy, get on up. It's a special day. It's a special day.
It's my special day.
Hey, buddy, you passed gas.
Oh, sorry. Hey, it's my special day?
Yeah, buddy. The day is Friday. And you know what's happening on Friday. And guess what? You get announced that special day today. Yep. It's here with you.
For real? Oh, boy. That's going to be a wonderful day. And all I have to do is get on my cell phone. Well, we're on team. It's dial 424-243-9617.
Yep, boy. It sure is. That's all you got to be. And you also can catch it later on and listen to yourself on that day, AJ in the Spot on Facebook. Out there in that feature section.
That, you know, I just love Friday night at 9 p.m.
And why is that day, boy?
That you got things like going on that's so special, like what's going to happen on this show. Topics and all that good stuff. Celebration and all that.
Sounds like a good old thing to be there, sir.
Yep, and this is where I want to be. No place like Friday night for AJ and the Spot.
Hey there, bud. You sleep? Hey, bud. I guess they'll be relieved enough that that boy, they went to sleep. Hope he'll stay asleep for the rest of the show. You know, he be acting up lately. All right. Love you, boy.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the Squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio. Network.
Have you ever reached the rainbow's end? Cast a shooting star and tell me how high did your soar? Ever felt like you were dreaming just to find that you're awake and the magic that's around you can lift you up. Thank you.
I Believe by Fantasia. All righty then.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So before I do anything else, let's go ahead and pay a bill right quick. Get that done so we can say we're doing what we're supposed to be doing on this thing, yes?
I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
You heard that?
Hey, baby. I will be.
And wear them seatbelts. Good evening, everybody. Let's open up some mics here. All right, 336, there you are. 434, there you are.
Remember, if you want to be heard, please press the 1. Queen will attend to you and open your mic. Remember, the phone lines are now open at 424-243-9617. Come and join us here Friday night on the Queen's Court.
Queen's Court. I like that, the Queen's Court.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got all of them that are open. That was press. Remember, like you said, press 1. Best man. Get me. All right. So welcome, everybody. Welcome. Let me go down one more time. Make sure we don't... Nobody. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, we got 328.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Awesome.
All right.
I'm a little late. I might have to go in and out because it's storming here. This is Destiny calling from out of Virginia.
We're going to pray for you. Weather the storm. Yeah. Don't worry. We got you. And you're not late. You're right on time.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to check into some mentals. Make sure everybody's doing all right. Everybody's had a successful week. If not, at least you made it through it, so it couldn't have been that bad. This, of course, is Queen from New York. I'm from New York. Wow, I moved from North Carolina.
Wow.
I don't know if New York was going on
right
up there. I didn't tell you I had moved, huh? Well, I'm back now in North Carolina, so... my mental is good, actually. My mental is real good. I want to share that my daughter plays her first semi-pro women's basketball game tomorrow. I am so excited. I'm just, oh, God. If anybody knows that basketball is her passion. She loves basketball. And she's tried and played and did this and did that. And this is just where she wanted to be. And she went through so much to get to that point, you know, with school and the pandemic and then getting pregnant and just stuff. And everything that the devil meant for her bad, God turned around and made it for her good. And she is right where she want to be. So I'm so excited, you guys. This is going to be a great night. This is a perfect night for a women's, for the Queen's Court. And I'm excited. So give her traveling mercy. Pray for her. Pray for the team. And I am a proud mom, and that's all I can say. So with that, I am complete. Queen, next queen, please.
All right.
I'm Miss Pride and Joy, calling from Western South, North Carolina. Amen.
Miss Pride and Joy.
Yeah. Once again, this is Destiny calling from out of Virginia. Congratulations to you, Mari. And my mental is doing the thing right now. Just looking forward to the show. If I bounce any out, please forgive me.
That's okay. It's all right. Next screen, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Evangelist Clayton.
Hello.
And I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida, the Sunshine State. I tell you, waving a sanctified hand at each and every one of you in your respective place on tonight. I'm excited about tonight because it's what all about the ladies. Amen. The queens in your life, in your corner, in your cut. And my mentor tonight, amen, y'all know me. My mentor is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious tonight. Extraordinary. I serve an extraordinary kind of God. Amen. And I'm grateful. Amen. I congratulate Amari. Amen. And your household to what God is doing and how God is doing it his way. I ask the Lord just to continue, amen, to bless my granddaughter. My granddaughter got a promotion on her job.
Amen.
She drives 18-wheelers. Amen. And she turned 30 years old, but they blessed her with a brand-new 2024 18-wheeler because of the work, the hour that she put in, and no complaints. Amen. To God be the glory. And I just give God the glory and the praise just to see her behind an 18-wheeler pushing that thing down the interstate. Amen. To God be the glory. So God is good, and she drives for one of the phenomenal companies. You all know, we know, amen, J.B. Hunt is who she drives for. Amen. And God is doing great and marvelous things in her life. And my grandson drives for J.B. Hunt as well, too. And these both were correction officers. And they left the law enforcement and went into trucking. Amen. That's a big tenfold right there. And I'm out of here tonight, and I'm completing. And I'm just grateful that God has blessed each and every one of us, our children and our household. It's a good thing. Amen. When God is in charge of our life, God bless you, and I'm completed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any more queens? Is any female on count? Any female? Any female? Remember, press 1 if you want to talk. If you heard yourself say, "I'm muted," then that means you are welcome to say whatever you need to say. Tell us how you doing.
Right. I'm blessed. Queen Nye coming in. Cleveland, Ohio.
Amen,
so,
amen. Hello.
I'm representing North Kakalaki and the Georgia Peaches.
You better
All
come.
Right.
All right. And my mental is, I'm going to say a 8. I'm 10, but some things happened today. And I'm going to give it to God because, whoo.
That's right. That's
gonna,
right.
Leave it there.
To God, because he got
give it to him. Don't. When you give it to him, don't try to go back and get it either. Let him have it.
I'm not.
That's right. That's
Let him
right.
Have it.
Hey, man. God is
when
feeling
tough. Sometimes he's getting ready to prepare you to open up a new door, a better door.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm claiming.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Yes.
And congratulations to your daughter.
Thank you.
And also to Evangelist Clayton's granddaughter. You did say granddaughter, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
And amen. And to all others who've had some type of success or testimony, congratulations. Those that are going through trials, stay lifted up in prayer. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. It's just hang in there, give it to God, and take what is good out of every situation. I had to tell myself mm-hmm. that today.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I'm
That's
complete.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Any other females want to tell us how they're doing today? Anybody, anybody, anybody? Okay, we'll move on over to our kings. All the kings in the house say, ah. Y'all got to forgive me tonight. I'm in the best of moods tonight, so y'all got to forgive me tonight.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's God.
All right, Kings. How y'all doing?
This is Two Piece from South Carolina. My mental is doing good. Had a good surgery on Monday. Put a stent in and plug up a much-needed hole in my heart. So I'm waiting scripture and on a lot of bed rest, but I'm doing a lot of, you know, doctor's visit, but I'm doing good at the most of it.
Okay.
So I'm happy with that, you know. I learned to leave. Don't worry about what I can't change in the past. Just, you know, close yesterday off and keep on going. So I'm headed,
right,
you know, bound for Mount Zion and Kingdom Land. So that's my destination, Jordan. I'm taking who I can along with me. But who don't want to go? It's just me and God when that time comes. So my mother is doing good, man. Thank y'all for all y'all prayers and phone calls to the hospital. I heard it was quite a few. So I'm just happy to know that I got family right here with AJ and the squad, and they're all the squad members. So I appreciate you. And AJ, I like what you did with that commercial, man.
You like that, right? You like that? You like that?
Yeah,
he's so good with that.
Hey, but listen, not to cut nobody off or jump nobody, but listen, what was crazy is I was going through all kinds of stuff, like, what can I put behind this, right? So I was going through some Marvel comic stuff or whatever. But anyway, that music in the background is one of the scenes out of the movie where Joker, that's Joker's background music. And I just thought that was so fitting for you. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that joke.
That was hilarious to me. But anyway, though, I don't know. This is AJ calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Hey, what's going on, Queen? My mental is, I'm great. As most of you are aware, for those of you who don't, I am now a grandfather, and I went to see the grandbaby. Went to see the grandbaby this week and held the grandbaby with her little itty bitty precious self, and so I'm just, you know, I'm just really excited, and I can't wait for her to, you know, grow, and you know, we can have a relationship together. So you know, it's just adding to the family, and so I'm really happy about that. And of course, it's been a great week all the way around. So I've been working on some projects. I got a couple completed. I got some more I'm working on. And like Queen Nye said, there's doors opening, and you know, you gotta push, you gotta press, you gotta give it to God. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep moving. So I'm definitely glad to be here on the 6 Hours Radio Network tonight with the Queen's Court. And I can't wait to hear what the women, the ladies, the queens have in store for us tonight. And so I'm going to sit back, fall back, and with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Any other kings in the house? Any men in the house? Say, ah. Oh. Don't you want to talk, Miss One? Hi.
How you doing? This is Lefty.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear you again.
I can tell you how to play.
Your day was good?
Yes, my day was been good.
Good,
yes.
Good. It's always a pleasure to hear you.
My mental status been okay, and I'm from right here in Tallahassee, Florida, and can't wait to hear what the women have to say tonight. And glad to hear all y'all voices. Glad to hear AJ. And glad to hear.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Pretty much. And
it's definitely a pleasure to hear yours.
Yes, welcome back.
My best.
You as well. Any other kings?
Yes, this is Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Miss Queen, Miss Lady.
Congratulations to everybody as well. You know, your daughter, Evangelist Clayton, and we all have somewhere we can go to in prayer. You know, we're going through, because it rains and storms in all of our lives, and we have a leaning post, and we know how to pray. And my mental is good. I don't have any complaint, and with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, Mr. Tony. That's our newest member of the squad. So welcome again, Mr. Tony. AJ and the squad.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other kings? Nobody? Okay.
If you don't mind, could I say something real quick?
Sure.
Only because I'm noticing, I would like to remind everybody, for those of you who are on speakerphone, please be mindful that these microphones are hot. They pick up everything. So we understand that there are reasons for people to be on speakerphone, and we don't mind that. We just ask you to be mindful because your backgrounds echo. So when the guest speaker comes on tonight, we can please be mindful of that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. before we move on, anybody else says anything else they want to say? Okay. Well.
Hello.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hey. Hello, everyone. How y'all doing this afternoon and the night?
How are you?
I'm blessed. This is Cindy Lockley calling from Tallahassee, Florida. My mental status is pretty good. It's been a little stressed and a little strenuous and a lot going on, but I thank God that He's given me the strength to withstand it all and make me remember that He is ahead of my life, and I need to continue to rely on Him no matter what.
Yes.
Because the world has nothing to offer me or us. And I just thank God for, you know, being on the prayer line tonight. I thank God to hear all the good reports and congratulations to Queen Court's daughter. I tried to play basketball in high school, but I wasn't really good at it. So I wish her all the best. And to Evangelist Clayton, I want to say congratulations to your granddaughter for, wow, she took a big step from correction officer to driving big trucks. So I just pray and wish her the best. And I just thank God for just being on here tonight. And I'm ready to hear what we have in store for the ladies tonight. Also, I know it's going to be good no matter what. And I want y'all to know that when we are not on the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we really, really do miss you all a whole lot. It's just like, you know, our real family, and of course you all are our family, and as one another, we appreciate you, and we love you, and we are thinking of you always.
Oh.
Amen. Thank you so much. We so much appreciate that.
Oh.
I know it means a lot to the Queen's Court, and it definitely means a lot also to the AJ and the Squad family as well, the 6 Eyes Radio Network. It's good to hear input and feedback, and just to let us know that what we do really makes a difference and it counts, and I'm just so glad to be a part of what the women do every first Friday of every month. So,
thank you so much for that. That's what made my day. So give me another reason to cry. Well, that is awesome. Thank you so much. Whew. Anybody else got anything to say before we move on? Because I don't want to hold nobody from saying what they want to say tonight, because it's a good night. Remember, press 1 if you want to talk. I'm kind of actually stalling, guys, if y'all just wonder. I'm kind of stalling. I'm trying to do something here, and that's okay. It's going to work out for me. It is going to work out for me. Ah, there it is. See. All right. So, you guys, Hey, how are you? Hello, young lady.
Oh, that's me.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to, this is my daughter, you guys. This is Amari. I just wanted to bring her in. And I actually, I'm going to ask Evangelist Clayton if you will pray over her and her team for Traveling Mercy tomorrow. All of us, actually, because we're all going to be traveling. But if you would do that for me, please, I would greatly appreciate that.
Amari, if you don't mind, what's the name of your team?
The Greensboro Chaos.
Greensboro Chaos. What you say? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come to you, Father God, on behalf of one of ours, God. You know who she is, God, and you know her heart and desire, God. And, God, we know that you are the maker, God. You have made her, God, and you have opened up the windows of heaven for Amari, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we just ask, God, that you continue to bless her hands, God. Bless her feet, God, in her traveling to carry that ball, God. And, Lord, in every point, God, we ask, Lord, that you get the glory out of it, Father God. And, Lord, we ask, God, that you continue to mold and shape the team as a whole. Because one for all and all for one, God. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to bless the Green Bay. Father God, you know who they are and what their name is, God. Each and every team member and every player and every family member that comes to support, Father God, and every child, Father God, that looks for their mom and their dad on the court, amen, to carry that ball, 3-point, amen, in the paint, God. We know you are able, God, to do all things, God. And we ask, Lord, that you bless her immensely, Father God. Bless the team, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, like no other, God. Father God, and you go with them, God, to, from, and near. Give them traveling grace up and down the highways and byways, airways and waterways and trailways and bicycle and walking, God. Do it for them, God, and we're going to give you the glory, Lord, and we're going to root her on, God. We know her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but, Lord, you have her name in the limelight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God. And, Lord, she's one of the AJ in the squad in Queens Court, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for that member of the 6 Eyes Radio Network, Father God, and as a whole, God. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bless her even the most. And, Lord, on every game, God, let her show up and let her show out, God. And let her show what you have made in her, God. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to bless each and every one. Bless that coach, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and bless the assistant coach. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we're going to praise you in advance, God, in the name of Jesus, that they're going to come back, Father God. We are winners tonight, God. And, Lord, we bless your holy name and give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for Amari. Thank you, amen, for journey. Amen. On this journey that we're on, God, you get the glory out of all the story. In Jesus Christ's name that I pray, amen, amen, and amen. God bless amen. You, baby girl. God bless you.
Thank you so much. I amen. Really needed
thank
that.
You so much for that.
You're more than welcome, honey.
I'm going to let you go, Mara, but I just want to let you know, did you know that Nikki McCrary Pinson, she used to play for WNBA, and then she was a coach, and she passed here, I think today, actually. Okay. But guess what her guess what her number is? Number 15. Number 15.
Was meant to
win.
That's right.
Number 15. So that's your confirmation right there, baby.
Amen. Amen.
Number
15.
God
be the glory.
Can I tell her something real quick before she hang up?
Of course.
And I only want to say what I'm going to say only because I've been through a few situations, knowing what I know, and she had to make some choices and she had to make some decisions. And there was a moment when she was going through some things and she was insecure and unsure about some things. Her and Amari and Queen, they were going through some things, some internal things. And me and Queen, we talked a lot, and we both We both knew that it was going to work out. We both knew. We just needed Mari to believe and understand. And she did that. She believed in herself. She did what she needed to do. She laced them shoes out there. She got in the parking lot. She was shooting them hoops, you know what I'm saying, through the crates. She was working out. She was doing all that she had to do to get him back into condition. And I just want to say I'm proud of you for being what you are, who you are, what you do. You know, the story that you had with raising your son, what you're going through with your mother, and you never gave up on your dreams. And I know it's been a long time coming. I know you done gone through a lot, and you didn't think this moment was going to happen. But you go out there, you shine, and you show them how to handle that rock. You hear me? You do your thing, Chaos. You hear me?
Amen. And I just want to say to Amari, your number is number 15. Number 1 is the number of man. Number 5 is the number of grace and mercy. So God is with you, and grace and mercy is going to carry you. God bless you, daughter. And I'm forward, amen, to seeing you on the big stream. On the big stream. I prophesy that, and I speak in your life. That you shall have what God said that you shall have. And you can have all things through Christ that strengthens you. I speak that in your horizon to this day, this 7th day of July, 2023. And Evangelist Clayton said, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I love you, Mom.
Thank you, God. I love you too, baby. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank y'all so much for that. She needed that. And I probably did too, but thank you so much.
No wrong with it. You're listening to the 6 Hours Radio Network. That's all right. You know, let it out. It's cool. That's what it's all about, though.
He got it, baby. He got it. Give him the freeze. You give him the praise.
Exactly.
That's right. Don't
That's what it's all about, you know, to have those moments when you realize, you know, all that you've been through. You know, we've had these conversations, you know, and the struggles and everything, you know. And it just helps you to understand and realize, you know, all those times when you had those doubts, you know, and those questions about what you did, the choices and decisions that you made, and all that you had to sacrifice, and all the hours, and all the things that you went through, the ups and downs, and all the ins and outs. It's paying off. You know what I'm saying? It's paying off, and that's what a lot of us go through. That's what a lot of us, we're willing to sacrifice. We're willing to do what we have to do because we understand it's about our children. It's about the future. And when you hear these type of stories about that young woman and what she's done, what she's gone through, and what she's accomplished, and look at her, her dreams are coming true. And, you know, it's a blessing. It's a miracle. And I'm just so glad that I could be a part of that. I'm complete.
Amen. And I want to encourage you, Queen. Dreams come true. Dreams come true. Remember the dream in the Word of God. Dreams come true. So keep on dreaming. Dream big. Dream big. And it's okay to dream big. Amen. To be beautiful. Because what He has for you, it is for you. Amen. Dreams come true. Amen. So being a dreamer, amen, God is in the mix. May God bless you.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate that. Anybody else got anything to say before we move on? I'm going to throw that out there right quick. Remember to press 1 if you want to talk. Got quite a few people in here. Yay for that.
Yay.
If you want to talk, press 1, and we will definitely get to you. And if not, then we'll move on.
I want to say
what we
think.
Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to say just one more thing to you. I just wanted to just remind you that God performed miracles and the impossible. He performed both of them.
Yes.
Amen. Those two words are given. Amen.
Amen.
And talking about miracles, that leads us into our speaker for the evening, a young lady, or actually a cousin. I ain't going to call her just a young lady. She's actually my cousin, and I have watched her grow into a beautiful, beautiful, caring, awesome mother, a woman of God who has seen the miracles that her God has bestowed upon her children. And I'm out for this next selection we hear. The next voice you will hear will be that of Ms. Nakia Brewer of Asheville, North Carolina, who will tell you about the miracles that God has bestowed upon her children. That's right. We're praising our children tonight. That's right.
That's right.
And the miracles God has bestowed upon her children. And it's awesome. It's heartwarming. It's going to be touching. It's going to make you want to go grab your child and just hold them so tight and kiss them all over and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But just remember, hope, sit back, relax. You will be put on mute, but you'll be able to hear everything, I promise. So after this next election you hear, you will be hearing that voice of Miss Nakia Brewer from Asheville, North Carolina.
Wow.
Relax. You may have a couple minutes to go and get something to drink right quick. Let me get you a snack. Grab some tissues. He's going to need some problem.
I know.
I got a few more over here you can use, and I ain't used yet. So you
can. Makes me look back.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
We got to take care of our babies because we don't, the streets are trying. We ain't trying to hear that.
That's right. And we ain't trying to hear that.
We ain't trying to hear
that. A strong woman. A strong woman is one who feels deeply and loves fiercely. Her tears flow just as abundantly as her laughter. A strong woman is both powerful and soft. She is both practical and spiritual. A strong woman, in her essence, is a gift to the world. A strong woman by an unknown author. This has been Destiny. From the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad.
You're listening to the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the Squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio, Nakia Brewer.
That was Safe in His Arm by Reverend Milton Robson.
Miss Nikki?
Yes.
Hi, love. You're up. It's all on you.
Okay. Hello, everyone. This is Queen Nikia from Asheville, North Carolina.
They're on mute, so they can't hear you, but they said hi.
Okay. Well, let me tell you about myself. I have two kids. I have a boy and a girl. My son just turned 18 last week, and my daughter should be turning 8 at the end of this month, the 20th. So they're both my miracle babies. I love them to death. Both of them have made me very, very proud over the years. They continue to make me proud. But my daughter, she is very, very special to me because she was my miracle baby. When I found out I was pregnant, I thought I had some thyroid or like cancer. Come find out I was pregnant. I had her at 27 weeks. She was preemie. She was 2 pounds, what, 5 ounces, little bitty thing. She went through a lot of stuff, you know, on machines. She was in the NICU and for about 2.5 months, finally made it home. You know, things are going great. She turned 2 and got sick and had a fever, which triggered a fever, which things had turned, not for the worse, but a little bad. She was on the breathing treatment for a couple of months. Then her vision started to act up. One of her eyes started going inward. So, you know, that kind of stressed me out, not knowing if she can see, if, you know, it was bad. So I cried. I'm like, I don't want to take my baby nowhere. I don't want anybody looking at her crazy because she looks a little cross-eyed. So that kind of, like, had me depressed for a couple of months. So then I went to church, talked to my pastor. He told me about some programs that I can get into. So I went to the doctor, and they told me that they could correct her eyes, which I did not know that could happen for her to be so little. So we went to a lot of doctors and had a lot of tests and a lot of eye exams. It was stressful for like two, three, four, 5 months or whatever. When she was finally approved for surgery, that was the scariest day of my life. She was in there for like 4 hours, the longest 4 hours of my life besides having her. So she had surgery, got her eye corrected. Things were getting better. She started wearing glasses. That helped, but it really wasn't helping out. So then we just started going to therapy. And things are getting, you know, she's a trooper. For her to be a preemie, she's a trooper. So, you know, she's had surgery, been through a lot of stuff. And for her to be a preemie, you really couldn't tell now to the present that she's a preemie. She's a big girl. She, like I said, she's about to be 8. She's very smart. So after she had her surgery, her eyes got straightened. Things got better. She attended the kindergarten. So, yeah, that was good. Yeah, I don't know what to say. So now she's about to be 8.
she doesn't have to wear any glasses. Her eyes are straight. Years later, her eyes are straight. She's very smart, very smart. She's an artist. She loves to draw. She's my baby girl. She just recently joined the Usher board at church, so I'm proud about that.
Yes.
She loves touching.
Yes.
She loves to sing. What else? I don't know, Charlie.
let me ask you this, Dan. Do you know what it was called, what kind of surgery they did to correct her eyes? Was there a particular name they had for that?
That I can't remember. It's been so long, but I know that they had to release a muscle in her eye that contracted when she had a fever. It came from her having a fever, and it triggered the brain. And so they had to go in the inside of her eye and snip a muscle, and it released the eye back to being straight. So they told me that when, like, preemies have a cold and they have a fever, it triggers the brain, and it makes certain things on the body malfunction. It just so happened it was her left eye.
Wow.
Thank God it was just alive. So now she's good. She doesn't have to wear any glasses, but, you know, when it gets bright, you know, she squints. But other than that, she's a miracle. Like, I wasn't supposed to have her. Before I had her, I had 3 miscarriages. So it was like when I got pregnant, I'm like, oh, wow, let me just not announce it until I know it's for real. And when I found out I was 3 months, I had her at 6 months. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. And now she's still here.
Yes, she's great. She's a trooper. She's a fighter. Yeah.
And you mentioned kids, so you have another child?
Yes, I have a son. His name is Tremaine. He just turned 18. He just graduated June the 9th. My baby has always been a sports geek. Always played sports since he was 4. He just played it just to have fun, you know. And when he became a junior, sophomore in school, that's when he really started taking it serious. That's when scholars came looking at him. So I'm like, okay, well, this is getting real. So a few months ago, he was offered 2 scholarships. So he got offered a scholarship, a full ride scholarship to Union College is in Kentucky to play football. So I'm very, very proud of that. Like,
did you say full scholarship?
Did y'all hear that? A full. You better say that. Yeah. So he's going to be playing football. He leaves July 30th. So he's going to be playing football, and he's going to be majoring in sports management. He wants to be a sports agent when he gets finished.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. Yeah, very proud of my baby, both of my babies.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to open up these mics. Does anybody have any questions? Let's see here. All right, you guys, and I'm going to take you back off if you was already off, so don't worry about pressing 1 again. But, yeah, we're going to do this right here. We're going to open up these mics because I know somebody got some questions somewhere. And you hear yourself come back off mute, so go right ahead if you have a question.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Okay. Okay, so some of you were not off mute, so go ahead and press 1, and I'll take you back off mute because I want to take you off if you weren't off already. I'm 828, your mic is open, 774.
So my question is, what is the biggest takeaway that you've learned in being a mother, and what would you tell other young mothers?
To other young mothers, it's not hard. I thank God for my family, my mom, especially my kids, other grandmothers, grandfathers. It's not hard. You just got to take one day at a time, pray, keep God first. Don't let things get to you. I've been stressed, aggravated, you know, and I just take time to myself to just reflect and tell myself that I need to be here for my babies and just do the best I can. I'm not perfect, but, you know, as long as we just do the best we can, life will be great.
828-275, your mic is open.
Yes. First of all, I would like to say that, Nikki, you are an awesome mom. Just an awesome mother, and I am so proud of both of your children. And I just think that, you know, a lot of the young mothers, you have given them something to look up to, because the way that you have raised your kids, you've raised your children in the church, you've raised your children around family, you've raised your children to be just wonderful young human beings. And I think that is something to be very proud of. And I would just like to ask, if you could tell a young mother one thing, what would you tell them?
Tell them one thing. Love your kids. Let them be their own person. Listen to them. It's okay to be their friend, but be a parent first. And just always listen to your kids. You know, you never know what your baby might be thinking about, you know, and I always let them talk to them. Sometimes they don't want to, but just be there for your babies. Love your babies, no matter what.
I think that's wonderful advice. Wonderful advice.
Thank you.
And before the next person speak, the young lady out here talking to Miss Nikki right now is none other than Miss Proctor, who is in our education department, and she has been a teacher now for, what, Miss Keene, about 35 years or so, maybe? And she has taught every grade level. Okay, so what, 30? I know it's more than 30.
It's 30.
Okay, but she has been in our school system for 30 years, and almost at the same school. We actually at the same school. I was at the same school.
Amen.
So she has worked every class there is to work. She does special projects with the children. She has her own sticker box that she makes for the kids. She is that teacher. She is that teacher's teacher. So I just wanted to throw her on out there right quick. That is somebody who definitely loves the babies, definitely.
Yes, and she's the reason why I play the tambourine, too.
And that's the tambourine. Right. Yeah. Now, that's the tambourine player right there. I tell you, her dad handled a lot of stuff in our church. Her daddy went and got some tambourines and had her test them to see if they were strong enough for her to beat them before he bought them.
Yes.
Because she would play, excuse me, the hell out of a tambourine. So she is the tambourine
tester.
Well,
I would like to say to Miss Nikki is an awesome tambourine player herself. She is phenomenal.
And she's a songbird, too, y'all. I just want to throw it out there, too, while I was at it. Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Remember to press 1, and I'll open up your mic. Anybody?
I don't have a question, but just a comment.
Okay.
First of all, yes, both Ms. Proctor and Nikki are the tambourine section by themselves.
Yes.
And then also watching Nikki navigate as a mother growing up behind her and just a few years younger. We all had older people who were like our aunts and uncles, and we watched them and their relationships and their community that they formed, and we formed the same thing as in our age group. And then when she started, she had Tremaine and Yum. We watched them become our nieces and our nephews and have that same relationship. So it's just beautiful to see that cycle go on and on, and the great job that she's doing with her kids and how respectful they are and intelligent and their personalities. It's a beautiful thing to see. So good job, Nikki.
Thank you.
And let me go ahead and throw this out here. That is Master Stephen J. Blunt, everybody. That's my pastor's son. And a singer in his own right. That's all I can say.
That's all I can say. He plays the organs and the keyboards.
Money on the tambourine.
Okay, he made some talk to you. So if you got a chance, go on YouTube, find him on YouTube. Check out our Facebook Live church shows. That man can make a piano talk to you. Do you hear me?
Do you hear what I say?
No, Stephen, leave the tambourine alone. Leave the tambourine alone, Stephen. Just stay on over there in the corner with the red. Leave the tambourine alone. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one. And Stephen went on a weight loss binge. And Stephen, how much weight did you lose, baby?
We're holding at 65 pounds so far.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm saying, hey, if I had that willpower, and he's done great with it. He would be eating pizza in his face and everything. And he rejects us, but so I definitely commend you on that. I just want to say to you guys, I'm not, and what I'm hearing right now, what I see right now, and it's probably just it's me because it's. There is so much love and support right now, and the people of Tri-Stone Missionary Baptist Church that's there have pretty much been there all our lives. All of us have grown up in that church, and there's been different generations, and each one of us is probably three different generations. But just the love right now and the support right now, that's what Tri-Stone is about. We support our youth so much. We have probably had the biggest youth department in the church in Ashburn in a long time. And it doesn't stop. And even Nikki and I being a growner, young adult, and Stephen doing what he's doing. And I love Tri-Stone. And for y'all to come on and support this young lady, because she was nervous, she was scared. But thank y'all for coming on and supporting her. The ones who's listening and not wanting to say anything, because there's still some more 828s in there, but that's okay. And not wanting to say anything, just thank you for your support. But that's just what Tri-Stone does. And when I say our church family, I mean just that, because most of the people that grew up in Tri-Stone is family, for real, for real. So I just want to thank you guys for coming on and supporting her. And Nikki, you were awesome. You did great.
Thank you.
I'm going to take this mic off. 850, your mic is open.
Well, praise God Almighty. To God be the glory. Thank you, Sister Nikki. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. Truly phenomenal. Amen. To God be glory. I am a vivid testimony to you. God can, God will. And God will be with you in any situation, any circumstances. And we all have our trials. Amen, because I too, had a 4-pound baby, amen. He was born with a paralysis, you know, but to God be the glory. You look at him now, he stands about 6'5", and this is for real. He stands about 6'5", they didn't think that he would be able to talk, amen, to God be the glory. But you look at him now, he's married and got 8 children. Ooh. And got 3 grandbabies. Amen. So God is good. God is amazing. And the God that we serve, and I'm so grateful. I can't wait to hear the 8-year. I just want to hear her sing a little bit song tonight. And if she's with you tonight, amen, whatever her favorite song is, it's all right with me. It's all right with me. But I know God is performing above all. We have to think. Breakthroughs and miracles is what we can have. If we want it, yes. God got it. Amen. So God has performed miracles in my son's life. Amen. His name is Tony. His name is Anthony Carlos Clayton. But I tell you, from 4 pounds up to now standing about 6'5 and weighing about 245 pounds, amen, to God be the glory. I look at the miracle and I said, Lord, look where you brought him from. He had to stay in the hospital until he got to be 5 pounds, amen, but in the incubator. And I tell you, I can hold him in the palm of one of my hands. He was just that little, and I was afraid because I was only 17, turning 18. But look at God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your baby. Amen. And God is beautiful in all of our life. Dreams come
truth. Amen. Yes, God bless you. And I want to hear baby girl. I want to hear her. I told you that Wednesday night. I want to hear baby girl. Amen.
She's actually at my mom's house. It's her weekend, so she's not with me today.
Okay. But. You got out of this time, baby.
I know.
You got out of this time, Sister Nikki, but you're going to have to bring her back and let the squad, amen, just hover her and love her and love on her. God bless you,
yes.
And I'm completed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Miss Nikki, don't go nowhere. I got one more surprise for you. As soon as they press this one. You see, you ready for it? I don't know. I don't think you're ready for this one. I don't think you are for real. Come on, girl. Wait a minute. There we go. All right, ma'am, and you on. Go. It's on you. Go for it.
First of all, I just want you to know that I love you so much.
I love you back.
I love you. Nikki, you are absolutely amazing. If you don't know who this is, you should.
I do.
This is, okay. it is no secret to you that I am so proud of you. I actually just sit back sometimes in amazement of your growth. I'm so proud of. I'm not gonna cry on here. I promise you, I'm not.
You've been crying all night, girl. Go ahead.
your strength is more than what people really know. You walk tall. I want you to know you walk tall in your shoes. And I just want you to just continue to be who you are. Like, okay. I know I'm the big cousin, but I will tell you this, that a lot of things that you have done, just me sitting back, encourages me to just keep going.
Amen.
You are phenomenal. I just want you to just know that. I want you to just continue to stand up in who you are. You are an amazing mother from A to Z. The woman of God that God, because one thing about it and two things for sure, we're always going to be who we are, but we love the Lord. Do you hear me? And I'm over here shaking right now because I'm just like, I'm so proud of you. Like, I cannot say that enough, and I need you to know that. I know it's a lot of people around you that say that to you. And if they not, then I want you to know, I want you to hear me 10 times over every day saying it to you. And I see you. Sometimes it's easy to feel like people don't see you. But I see you. Not only do I see you, but it's a remnant of other women that actually see you. Because of who you are and because of how you stand, sometimes women are intimidated by who you are. And I don't want you to miss that, because sometimes women don't know how to come to you, so they're standing back and they're looking at you. And so they're not looking at you because they don't like you. They're looking at you because they're trying to get some of your strength to be who you are.
Come on here.
Right.
So, you gotta come on here.
I want you to stand up and continue to be who you are.
That's
continue
true.
To listen, continue to be that light. You know what I'm saying? I tell people
That's
all
right.
the time, I'm not like everybody, but you're not supposed to be like everybody. But the group
right.
of people
right.
that God has ordained for you to touch, they're being touched right
Come
now.
Come on here now. Come on here.
Do you hear
right.
me?
Amen.
I want you to just continue to excel, continue to be the mom. It
That's
is your
right.
time right now. Congratulations with TJ. Let me tell you something, chick.
Okay.
Congratulations. Do you hear me? And Lil Mama is going to make you equally as proud.
That's right.
I know your mom is ecstatic. You listen, I already know. And I'm going to tell you something. You have not seen the half of what God has for you. You
Absolutely.
Have not. But I can tell you this.
Come
your big cousin, is on the sideline and she is cheering for you. And you already
Amen.
Know I'm a phone call away. So I love
Praise
you. Me. I'm not gonna hold y'all. Hello, Ella Squad. I ain't gonna hold you, but I love you so much. And just keep moving
you
forward.
Very proud. That's gotta be so tough.
Amen.
So if you guys don't know who that is, That is our own Miss Dionne Rucker. Definitely our Adriana squad favorite. She's actually the first cousin of Miss Nikki. So, you know, hey, I say it, one big happy family. So,
Nikki is amazing, y'all.
Dion, did you get that schedule I sent you?
I did get the schedule, and I'm ready. I'm ready to hit the road and do that. So.
Okay. She already asked. She was on here earlier, actually. So.
Oh, wow.
She always wondered about her Aunt D, so.
I'm coming. She's going to look up in the stands, and I'm going to be there. Y'all know how I do. I don't announce my arrival. I just get there.
Right.
Yeah, if you can. I know it.
Yeah. Anybody else? That's all the nuggets I got for you, Nikki. I keep trying to pull out some more, but I knew that one had to be a must. So, anybody else? Go ahead, babe.
I just want to thank my church family because you know my kids have a lot of uncles and you know aunts in their family, but when I say my church is like they have so many Auntie Kina and you know Stephen and stuff. And I just really appreciate everybody like loving my babies, you know.
Yeah.
And they know
right.
I don't play about my babies. They know it's always yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And so I'm just so glad I have kids that have manners and just have
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
And they do.
And I just really say my church family, my pastor, and everybody that just love me and my babies and love me because they know I'm crazy. But they love me anyway. And I just thank them.
Amen. God.
And I just want to thank you, Nikki. I know when I approached you, you was kind of nervous. We were at the end of church service, and we were all sitting around talking. And I said, Miss Nikki, I got to talk to you. And she said, me? I said, yes, ma'am, you. And she said, what I do? I said, just come on, because we got to talk. And she's like, what I do? I said, I'll tell you about it. So she actually went through the back and went out the other door and left out the church. I said, oh, you're trying to escape from me this time. Okay. So next week I said, Nikki, I got to talk to you. And she said, okay, what I do? And I said, nah, baby, you ain't do nothing. I said, I just want to talk to you about your baby. I said, I think that's a story, and I think somebody need to hear that story. So she was very nervous, but she was willing with no problem. So I just want to thank you, ma'am, for allowing God to continue to use you and continue to shower blessings over you and your family. Your kids are great. You've touched somebody tonight. Trust me, you have touched somebody tonight. So. Keep up the good work. I still have a hard problem looking at you as Big Nikki because you always supposed to be Little Nikki, but it's okay. You're fine. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Yes. How are
they doing? Okay. Well, Nikki, you're welcome to hang around with us if you want to. We're going to move on to a few other things, and AJ is going to give us some music, and we're going to talk a little bit about some more positive kids. And we're just going to enjoy the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the squad tonight presenting the Queen's Court. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, God. You are amazing. I can't tell it enough. Ooh, try him. You might just like him. Just a little bit. You might.
Amen.
I know I do. I like him a whole lot. Thank you, sir.
You're listening to the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the squad. Here? On the 6 Hours Radio Network.
I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that can step forward. When everyone else around me can only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see
with everyone else around me. Does anybody have that testimony? When some folks you all said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the
best
in me.
When everyone else around me, can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
God is so good. God is amazing. I love him. I love him. I love him. And we all love him. God is great. God is good. Okay, so Miss Pride and Joy, you want to get ready for what you got for us tonight?
First, I'm going to start off with resources with National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. Each July, several mental health organizations across the country shed light on the multitude of mental health experiences within communities of color, including black and racial, white, all of the colors. They face different kind of problems. Symptomatic areas, historical adversities inspire others to raise awareness and take part in sharing the information of the resources supported for the mental health. Our minority communities visit training and event calendars and products and resource catalogs to assess free training and resources with focus on minority population during COVID-19 pandemic. The network has also been developing events of resources specific to different effects of the ones with COVID-19. The lime green ribbon is for tonight. It's the ribbon of minority for mental health, personalized. All right? So that's what they have for the green ribbon. If you want to know what that's for, that's what it's for. A lime green ribbon is for the minority mental health personalized. All right. And Black Mental Health Matters. They want you to know that Black Mental Health Matters. If you need to contact the number for it, it's 1-800-444-6472. Again, 1-800-444-6472. And that's the Office for the Resources. Statistics. Here are six facts about black mental health and mental health in the minority population. Black Americans are likely to suffer from mental illness more than white. The APA reports one in four adults in the United States will suffer from some kind of mental disorder each year, and African Americans are at least as likely to suffer from a mental health issue as their white counterparts. High rates of poverty increase livelihood for mental health issues affects the black communities due in the part to the legacy of slavery, segregation, and racial discrimination in American poverty. It also affects mental health and the risk of mental health issues, which may render an individual unable to work and basic needs, including treatment. With racism, it currently existed this compound by the fact of African American, at least 2% of the APA members. Barriers and accepted to health marketing African Americans.
and couples with the challenges of paying for care may take the prospect of getting help. Donning for Black Americans, racial disparities, health care access. Personalized cause barriers. Black Americans use prayer to cope with stress or mental illness. For one stage, cited by the APA, said that 85% of African Americans would describe themselves as religious, and that their most common ways to hurdle stress is through prayer. For people without adequate access to medical care, prayer may not be a primary method for them, but they are dealing with mental illness as well. Because of the statistics, the stigmas in the community may discourage people from seeking treatment. First Lady Michelle Obama addressed the need to reduce the stigma of getting professional help when needed. There should be absolutely no stigma around any mental health, none, getting support and treatment. Isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It personalized. Calls personalized awareness ribbon. Lime green. So next time you see it, use lime green. And don't forget to take the call, the number. If you need the number, again, it's 1-800-444-6472, and that's for the Office of the Minority Health Resources. It's from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Don't forget, Black mental health matters. Use your lime green ribbon. That's what.
You mentioned that it was higher in the blacks than it was in other races. And this is for anybody that's out there listening. Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's a higher rate of black mental health? And in real, and them saying that there is, if you think about some of the crimes and stuff that's happening in our country, it's not really a lot of black people doing those crimes, though, but they're relating everything to mental health. So if you say we have the highest number, but yet all the crimes are being created by other races, this sounds like a contradictory to me. So does anybody have anything to say on that? And your opinion is your opinion, your thoughts, so ain't no right or wrong answer. I was just observing. Okay. Well, you can go ahead, Friday Joy. All right, you go right ahead, sir.
Good evening, everybody.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm great. I'm great. Hello, queens and kings.
What's going on, sir?
I think, hey, how you doing? How you doing? I think reason being, and like you stated, queen, it's not us. It's not the minorities during the school shootings and the other mall shootings and things like that. I believe they have a little bit of upper hand economically. And I think for us, it stems from an economic, you know, this is why, you know, why we pray. So I think ours is more economic than anything else, and that's why I believe, you know, we resort to prayer, because God is the reason, and he's, you know, who you go to when you need. So okay. That's what I believe.
Okay. Anybody else got anything to say
great,
on that?
Great story by the young lady. Glad her daughter is seeing, and she sees for us all. So just continued success. I'm complete.
Thank you. 850, your mic is open.
Mental health. He was talking, he was speaking about mental health.
Mm-hmm, yes, ma'am.
And, you know, they always, well, you know, you look at financially, like, they always said the minority, but that goes to show you sometimes people that has all the money, they're still unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the money in the world, and you say, why are they doing the school children? And they're supposed to be, you know, financially stable. But that goes to show you, money just can't buy everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. So they have the money, and I would like, they said mental health, but I call it like a demon. That's what I call it. So maybe I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, you know, you have a children in your house and you don't know what's going on in their room and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just don't, you just let us know money do not buy everything. I mean, they get the better schools or maybe the better medical treatment or the better medication and all these things they have, and they still, you know, have a mental problem or any other problem too, because I say maybe that, like, they are spoiled, like, you know, because, you know, you're accustomed to getting everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So one day somebody might tell you, no, you can't have so-and-so. And you're just like, you know, well, I'm gonna blow up the whole store then.
Right.
You know,
right.
Think I'll go my way. And because from a child, maybe there was like that from a child. You know, like that we call a temper tantrum for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But some adults have temper tantrum too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Because that's my thoughts on that. Because some money can't buy everything. I mean, we do need money, don't get me wrong, but when you come to the minority to the majority or the racial barrier, it makes you wonder, you know? And thank God we know how to pray. You know,
amen.
I mean, we're coming to pray or believing in a higher power, which is
mm-hmm.
Christ.
That's right.
Nothing is wrong with that. You know? So, yeah. But then they ask the question, how do you cope when you are angry or stuff like that? What do you do when you're angry? Somebody makes you mad, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. You know. Some of us pray,
mm-hmm.
some of us read the scripture, some of us cry.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could call your buddy and fuss at your buddy and say but you know, you ain't thinking about, you know, like destroying a body, a human life. And,
uh-huh.
I mean, you know, so that's my thought.
Amen.
Thank you.
May I?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You know, I heard the minister Elsie say, and you know, sometimes for the love of money, you can gain the whole world and lose your soul behind silver, gold, and houses and calling, bank account and significant others. But I think too, when we balance sometimes with our mental issues and so forth, and going through obstacles and situations, we have to look at the surround picture of it all. I may be wrong, and you all correct me. If I am, I can stand it. I can stand to be corrected, and I can stand to be chastened. Amen. To God be the glory. But I know that sometimes it's who you have gotten involved with, as well to know the background of who you involved with, because they told you were beautiful and, you know, you sexy and you all of this and you all of that, but then you don't know their background. And a lot of times, you know, we get involved with someone that bound by spirits and don't know it. You know, we get involved with those that mentally abuse and psychologically abuse. Amen. But then we're willing to rock the boat with them, and you know, and we take on different spirits. We take on different spirits because we don't capitalize on who we're involved with, who their next kin or connection is, and so forth. And then you say, oh, you got a problem. But then, you know, it may be it may be that we didn't do our groundwork. We didn't do our work to do a full examination. Who we're getting involved with, you know, they may have had some psychological mental issues, or may have been through some things, and it trickled down to our children, or trickled down to our loved ones, and so forth, and it caused them to act uncertain in a way, you know, things have taken place. They get the thing, you know, and that's why you have to know for sure who you're speaking to and what's going into your ear gates and what company that you're keeping, because demons are real, and demons try to find some place to go to house in, you know, and if they can house in us, in our actions and our ways, our children and our neighbors, our community as a whole, you know, and we've been attacked and don't even realize that we have been attacked. Our attitudes, our ways, and our thought changes, and you think, well, what is that that happened to my child, or so and so son, a child, a daughter, mother, father, whatever the case may be, because spirits are real, and we so easy to trust people. We need to know who's in our circle, who's in our surrounding, who's for us, not for us. And I just, you know, I just see things so indifferent, because I look at myself, you know, things that took place with me. Y'all know my story, you know, and it caused me to act in a way that wasn't fitting for me, but it was comfortable for me. It was comfortable in my skin. It was comfortable in my skin, and I gained all of this hate and this bitterness and this angerness and wanted to strike back and, you know, wanted to poison people, you know, wanted to do some things, you know, that wasn't normal or radical, you know, because I was off the chain because of things that took place to make me act in that manner. So a lot of times it comes from being quiet and being so sure and not telling anything and not saying anything, not crying out, but keeping that silent voice, keeping that silent cry on the inside to make you trip out and do some things, you know, make you trip out and do some things that you would normally do, but because it get the best of you. It get the best of you and make you like that, make you want to kill everybody, make you want to blow up stuff, you know, make you want to take it out on innocent people because of your pain. Because of pain, I'm completing, and I just tell God, thank you. I thank you for that question that you brought, because it's so much needed. It's so much needed, and so many of us have children, and our children, we don't have an open communication with them, so they come home, they go directly to their room, and they close the door, so you don't know what's going on, you yeah. know, and these different things coming through these TVs and radios and internet now that take full control of your child, and they come out acting crazy, you know, what a crazy and cursing mama out and doing things that, you know, you didn't raise them that way, but because right. spirits are real, spirit creeping in on you. I'm completed. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes,
ma'am. Ms. Friday, do you have anything else? Well, I just want to talk about this young lady. Her name is Marley Diaz, and mm-hmm. she just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
And she's an advocate for young people. She mm-hmm. has written books. She has campaigned to get other kids to read books. She did a campaign called 1,000 Black mm-hmm. Girls Collect. And she collected over 1,000 books to give out to young black girls. She has had connections in Jamaica trying to pass out books. Her whole thing is literacy and getting kids to read, whether it's during school, out of school, after schools, summer vacation, whatever. Her whole thing is reading. So she's got a few books out. She's got a couple of websites out. So if you got kids that's having problems reading, just don't want to read. She makes it fun. She's got pictures. Then just look her up. Again, her name is Marley, MarleyDias. And her, she got a couple different websites. So I won't throw them all out there, but if you pull up her, just Google her name, it'll show you everything she's got out there. I thought that was just amazing how young people are advocating for young people.
That's right. That's
we just
right.
wanted to acknowledge her. She started when she was about 11, and she hasn't stopped. Her parents say that she just all she says, Mama, everybody child got to know how to read. So she's trying her best to make sure every little black child knows how to read. So I just want to give up a big shout for Marley Diaz. And I'll keep up the good work. And we'll definitely be looking into some of her websites. Like I said, you just put in her name. You can just put in MarleyDiaz.com, and it'll bring up a whole bunch of stuff that she's got to offer. So I just definitely want to shout her out for that. Anybody have anything else, anything positive that you know about young people that's going on in your area, your neighborhood? Just let us know. We got to keep our young people prayed up. We got to keep them praised. If we don't praise them, the streets don't praise them, and we don't want the streets praising
them. That's right.
We got to keep our young people covered. And just talk to them. Give them a smile. Give them a hug. You know, if you don't know that one little child, just go up to it and say, hi, how you doing? You know, you look cute today.
Amen.
I like your hair. That's a nice-looking shirt you got on. You know, just
amen.
They just want to be loved. That's all. They just want to know somebody cares. Unconditionally. You know, it's not I love you, but come and do this to me, or I love you, let me do this to you. No, they just want to know somebody cares, genuinely cares.
Genuinely cares.
When you see them young people out there, just go up to them, talk to them. Just see how they're doing.
Amen.
Anybody got anything else?
And you know, a queen that you know, it amazed me. There was a knock on my door, and my camera said, "Someone is at your door." Someone is at your door. You know, it lets me know that someone is entering at the door. Mail or whatever box, but there was two little boys, and I remember we used to see this all the time. They used to be the 4-H club, you know, the Boy Scout, the Girl Scouts, and they would be selling these Girl Scouts cookies and stuff like that, you know. And I went to the door and I didn't open it. I said, "Who is it?" And then he said, "Tom, you know, I'm from Fairview Middle School." You know, he said he's from Fairview Middle School. And I was like, Fairview? I was like, oh, yay, Fairview. That's the school that my children, my grandbaby, and I went to. So it was two little boys, and they had a box. And they said, "Ma'am, we're selling candy. We're selling candy and we're selling cookies for some program that they're doing at the school." And I was like, "And what school you at?" He said, "Fairview." And stuff, and it just excited me, because just to see them out there, they was walking and going from door to door, you know, and doing something positive, you know. He said for the soccer team and stuff, you know. So that was just amazing. Even though I didn't eat all that type of candy, but I got it. I gave them the donation that they was asking for and stuff like that. And then I gave both of them. And they said, "Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for supporting the soccer team." And I said, "You are more than welcome." But I got that candy and stuff. I gave it to my daughter. Remember, you know, when they come over, they'd be looking for sweets and stuff. And I gave it to them. But it was just amazing. It was just so amazing to see them. And I asked him, "How old was he?" And he told me he was 13. I was like, okay. I remember I was 13, but we ain't doing nothing like this. But I remember we used to have a girl and Club Scouts, and you know, all of that too, man. And that was just amazing. Those colors, they used to wear the green, and the brown, I think, was for the Girl Scouts or something. And it just blew my mind that they was there, and they are actually you're doing something positive. I told them, I said, "You're doing something positive," and that's good. So that really, I just wanted to share that, because that really excited me to see that they're going door to door now, you know, and knocking and knowing what neighborhood that you're going into, you know, and stuff. And so people supported you know, the doors was open and people were supporting them,
That's great. Yeah.
And they spoke so profoundly. They spoke so intelligent and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And that just really blew me. That blew me. I'm completed. That was beautiful.
All right. That's awesome. So you just
this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio. This is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers, and you're listening to Six Eyes Radio.
Okay.
Amen.
Y'all hear that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So does anybody have anything? Mm. I want to make sure they heard that. Does anybody have anything else? Anything else?
Hi.
Hi.
That reading information, can you give it out again, please?
I just gave her name, but if you Google her name, it'll give it to you, but her name is Marley, M-A-R-L-E-Y, Diaz, D-I-A-S. And you can actually put in MarleyDiaz.com, and it'll pull up it's a bunch of stuff. She got about 17 different websites on here, so I didn't want to put all of them out there, but... Just do her name and pull up all this other stuff.
She's doing her thing.
She is doing it, yes.
D-I-S.
She even spoke at the Democratic Convention in, let's see, when was that? 2021. She spoke there or that. Couple of places, because I got a couple on our page that she was speaking at. She's very profound. She talks very intelligently. Very amazing young lady. I was quite impressed.
Amen. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, she currently attends Harvard University. I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
She read a book drive in Jamaica.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. You go, Marty.
Yes. All right, go, Marty.
Okay. Did anybody have anything else? Last few minutes. So I just want to thank everybody for making this a great Queen's Court night, another Friday night on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad, tonight presenting the Queen's Court. A little difficulty there for a second, but, you know, it's always going to be when doing something good for God. So, you know, hey, it's all right. We all know that God will prevail, and no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Didn't say they wouldn't be formed. We just said they wouldn't prosper. So I think that's where we kind of get mixed up with that sometimes. He never said they wouldn't go and form. Just said they wouldn't go and prosper.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. Those storms are going to come. But when they come raging, stay anchored in the Lord, honey. Stay anchored in the Lord. Because they are going to come.
Thank you, God.
So if nothing else, AJ, you got anything else for us over there?
I just want to personally, once again, thank all the women, all the queens of the Queen's Court. I want to thank all the queens who attended tonight. And, of course, all the queens and our followers who participate on our Facebook page. It was, as always, a great, great show. So I want to thank our guest speaker, Miss Nikki, and I want to thank all those from Asheville who came out to support tonight. You know, we always appreciate when the support groups come out and support their own. So just from AJ and the Squad and Six Eyes Radio Network, I just want to say thank you to all the queens of the Queen's Court and all the queens who participated in tonight's podcast. And like we always do about this time, before we get up out of here, God grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen. I can't wait for some of y'all get to visit Asheville. Y'all going to love it, I'm telling you. So I'm sending an invitation to everybody.
Bears,
come on and visit that.
Wild turkeys.
With the bears and turkeys and deer and everything. I was talking to him one day, and I said, what was that, honey? It was a whole deer just a gallop through the whole damn yard. I said, well, wow. Where did deers come from? We was talking one day, it was a bear coming up from around the building. I said, you know what? I chased a herd of turkey around the neighborhood one time. You know, hey, we don't discriminate over here.
Yeah.
We like them all. We like them all.
Don't forget, tomorrow, Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time, kicking it with Six and the Crew on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Don't forget, tune in. DJ ATL, our own Miss Pride and Joy, the latest, greatest breaking news and entertainment. And, of course, Queen Nye, Miss Nicole, Wolfgang, and all the rest. Make sure you check them out every Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
Network. He does that so well, y'all. So well.
Yes.
He's just a master at that. I'm so proud of him.
And he's a granddaddy.
Him's
yes,
a granddaddy.
Wow, and not only is he a granddaddy before he became a grandma.
Look at you. Look again. She told me that some of that was like, you're a grandma for life.
Right.
I don't know, see, Miss Uncheckable get ready to meet you. Her daughter get ready to have a baby. So you, I don't know, Pride, Joe, that you, we passed you up. We passed you on up. That is too funny. I know the girls I grew up with, they all had children in the early ages, about 9 or 10 of us, and they all had children in the early ages. And so we made a pact that everybody, they gave the last person that had a child, everybody else had to get a person $20. So about 10 years ago, I said, wait a minute, I think I'm the last person. So I said, I need my money from y'all. Y'all got grandchildren and everything else now. I'm just not having my child. I need my money from y'all. Because I was the last one to have one. But he doesn't say nobody paid me, so I just said, okay. Y'all said that, y'all, but nobody did that. That's all right. I understand. Well, we definitely thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight.
Absolutely.
You could have been anywhere else, but you was right here with us. And we loved it. It was great.
Absolutely.
So definitely turn in next Friday when the ADN Choir presents how they always present. Amazingly.
ADN Squad.
We ain't going to tell you who it is, but you're going to want to be here. That's all I'm going to say is you're going to want to be here. You ain't going to want to miss it. So go ahead and tell your friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Right here. Where you want to be. That's where you want to be. All right. We love you guys so much. Thank you all so much, so much, so much, so much. And whatever you got left for us, my king, we'll take it. Dig in your bag of tricks and see what you got next. Because I know you got something over there. So creative self. But thank you all so much.
All right.
We definitely appreciate your love and your support.
You've been listening to another episode of the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the squad, here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Love you.
There comes a time when we heed a
thing.
When the world must come together as one.
There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life. The greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that the moment somewhere we soon make a change. We all a part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know love is all we need.
Yeah,
we are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's not give in.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.